He said, Geneva told us she was going to stay at Annie's George's.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't care what she told us. I said, she's had a car wreck.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Geneva's hurt.
And you knew about it.
Yeah,
strange, isn't it?
It was just exactly like it happened. Geneva uh-huh. said, Mother, it's just like it happened.
Oh, really? It was like
yeah.
the way
they went in a ditch.
Oh,
and she's the only one of the four that got hurt.
Huh.
And she had to walk on crutches for about 6 weeks after them with that ankle.
Well, that's no fun. You might say I didn't feel easy about it. I felt...
I don't know. I was uneasy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just come to me. And yeah. I seen that car going that ditch between here and Sherman.
Uh-huh.
I could show you the spot right today.
Oh, that is really creepy.
And Clarence said, honey, you just imagined that or you'd dream. I said, I didn't dream nothing of the kind.
Strange how those things happen.
But I was warned that way every time she went out and done anything like that.
Huh.
And she went out again. She'd done been married.
Uh-huh.
And she was a young woman.
Uh-huh.
And she went out with a girlfriend. Then I told them just exactly where they went the next morning, just exactly what they done. They come in about 2 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Geneva, you all been to Dallas, haven't you? Mom, I drove that out of you. I said, you went to Dallas tonight. Don't tell me you didn't.
Hmm? How'd you know?
I don't know how I knew them things. But I could tell her just exactly where she'd been and what she'd done.
Uh-huh. Do you remember? You know what she did?
I said, Geneva, you told me that your job wasn't going out of town. You was just going with the boys and driving around a while and be back.
Yeah.
And I said, here it is, 4 o'clock in the morning. And Clarence said, oh, Julia, come on, go to bed. I said, no, I'm going to tell her just exactly where she'd been. And that girl that was with her was my nephew's ex-wife. She was a widow, too.
Uh-huh.
She said, how does that Julia know all them things? And he said, I don't know, but Mama can tell me every time when I do something wrong.
That must have been frustrating to have your mother know every time you did anything.
Well, I did. Any time she'd go off and do anything, I could tell her just exactly where she'd been and what she'd done.
Uh-huh.
I've done it twice, I know.
Yeah.
And she and this niece of mine told Geneva, her and my nephew had separated, divorced too. She said, how did Junior know all about that? We've been down there. Geneva said, I don't know, but Mama can tell me every time when I do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And she lied to me again one day.
Oh yeah?
Up here at the Dittenstein Lodge. She said she was sick and she was going home.
Yeah.
That's when her and her husband was going together. Well, the next thing I heard, she was locked up in the county jail up here.
Oh,
City Hall.
What happened?
She was locked up in the old City Hall.
What happened?
Because she was with four of them and the others was drinking and caroling around and she was picked up with them.
Oh, and she was just with them.
Mm-hmm. And I said, how sick can you get?
Mm. I swear.
I said, honey, I knew you wasn't sick when you left the laundry.
Yeah.
I told her that.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So I said, well, go on home and have supper ready when Mama gets there. She didn't go home. Mama's home before she ever got there.
Oh, really? Shit, that was one of her bad days, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Next thing, well, she didn't get there.
Oh.
Next thing, Mama got a phone call that your daughter's up here in the City Hall.
Uh-huh.
That was in the old jail up here.
What did you say?
I said, well, what can I do about it? And he said, well, Miss, you can pay her out if you want to.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, no. I said, I told her she wasn't getting a dime of my money if she got in trouble. I said, I ain't about to turn loose any of my money. Well, maybe her daddy will. I said, no, her daddy won't. I said, we always told our kids if they got in trouble, they'd get out the best way they could. And I went on to bed and went to sleep.
I don't blame you.
Paid no more attention to it. Next morning, I got up at 6:30 to get ready to go to work at 7:30. I picked the bed and didn't learn to go to work.
Uh-huh.
But I come just a little earlier.